Ronnie Show, Ugly's out. Wade Smith is in. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. We got good news for the Cougs, baby. We got good news for the Cougs. And anybody that's not a Coug that has U of H in their bracket, Houston's Marcus Sasser. His status was up in the air a bit here. We're talking about the American Conference Player of the Year, All-American, and one of the best scorers in college basketball. He injured his groin during the conference tourney less than a week ago and then was pulled at half last night. Status is in question. It was last night, wasn't it? Boy, these days run together.
Yeah.
He was pulled at half in last night's first-round win. His status to play versus Auburn in the second round is up in the air. And or let me say it was up in the air because Marcus Sasser has pulled a Lance McCullers, and he just said, to hell with it. I'm going to give you all an update. According to Joseph Duarte, U of H beat writer for the Houston Chronicle, Houston guard Marcus Sasser, quote, "This is not a game time decision. I'm going to play against Auburn," end quote. Smitty, look, I mean, I don't know. I would never was the caliber player to be like, hey, coaches, hey, trainers, I got this. I'm going to let everybody know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
But Marcus Sasser couldn't be any clearer. He is going to play in the second round. And hope and pray, fingers crossed, that he can stay healthy and this doesn't end up biting him in the long run. But at some point in the tourney, man, when you've got a guy this caliber that's out and really you're on borrowed time with just a handful of games left, assuming you're going to make a deep run, you're going to have to risk it at some point in time. I guess Marcus is comfortable going risking it against Auburn in the second round Saturday.
Put the ball down and let's go. That's what he told us in so many words. Like, listen, hey, this is the tournament. It's win or go home. I'm going to be ready to go. There's nothing to discuss or contemplate. I know I can play. I'm going to play. And it's no longer a game time decision. He's going to be out there tomorrow night against Auburn. And that's a big deal that he is going to be out there against Auburn because it's a good opponent. You're basically playing a road game. You need to have all your bullets in the chamber if you're going to go out there and get that dub. And so Marcus Sasser being able to play, that's a big deal for the Houston Cougars.
U of H Cougars versus the Auburn Tigers. Old Bruce Pearl, he's a good one now. He's entertaining as hell. He's a good. Let him win this. Let him win this game. He'll mess around and be shirtless in the damn crowd again, like he was a couple years ago. Like
he ain't got no sense, boy.
I don't see it happening barring any kind of injury to these guys because also U of H has Jamal Sheed says he hyperextended his right knee near the end of the first half again last night but said he will play Saturday against Auburn. To hell with it. I mean, I guess there's just the trainer, the sports information? Is that what it was in college?
SID
was the one that would update everybody on injuries and depth charts and roster moves and things like that. Hell with it. In 2023, we just go straight to the players. Jamal Sheed, Marcus Sasser, they say they're playing, ladies and gentlemen. Got to be music to the ears of all of our Cougs out there and anybody that's got the Cougars making a deep run in the tourney.